Our theme tonight is from a wonderful book, one of my favorite books of essays by Michael Ventura, written in 1985, called Shadow Dancing in the USA. Profoundly prophetic, profoundly wonderful, wonderful group of essays. The theme is, we all live in the South Bronx now. Let me just read you the quote that it comes from. We all live in the South Bronx because that neighborhood is the unavoidable proof that American civilization can stop. It can stop literally right around the corner, and if it does, nobody can do a thing about it. Americans know this and are obsessed with it. Almost every new movement, and certainly every public institution, is focused on not becoming the South Bronx. We live in the first phase of American history, not obsessed with progress, but with survival. Very prophetic. What is, I wanted to use that because when Ventura wrote, he was talking about the kind of tactics that get used on poor neighborhoods, the South Bronx being an example of that. Those tactics have also been used on dissidents, but now we see them moving to everyone. Part of it is the technology has become so invasive, and it's that invasive technology gives all sorts of people the power to use that information, including for economic warfare. It's part of what is now referred to as soft weapons. And in fact, I've asked Charles Hugh Smith to join us next week. We'll be going to be talking about soft weapons, inspired by a wonderful blog post he did about the Ukraine sanctions. We see reports this week of money pouring into universities, primarily from business and defense contractors, for cybersecurity curriculums. The shift of warfare onto the cyber platform continues. Two very good examples are stories that I've had up on the blog about Yelp. One from the Wall Street Journal about small businesses suing Yelp, Yelp being a San Francisco website that promotes reviews and helps people find local small business. Also, now a story today about Yahoo's partnership with Yelp and how reviews, good reviews of small businesses, are disappearing. In both instances, we see Yelp doing things that harm small business. I certainly have plenty of anecdotal stories told to me about Yelp trying to market advertising services to small business. If they don't buy, suddenly they see bad reviews coming up. That's what the lawsuit described in the Wall Street Journal is about. The question is how somebody can operate like this with these kinds of dirty tricks without some kind of protection. And I think, again, my guess is they do have some kind of protection. You see essentially a movement into neighborhoods, our old competition between corporations with publicly traded stock who can do get a big multiple on that income, and they're moving in on small business. And this is part, I suspect, of the soft weapons being used against small business. We've seen for years manipulation, for example, of the stats on Google. I used to always laugh when I put up my first video and the stats would go up and then suddenly, boom, the next day they would be lower than they were before. So the views would go up, boom, then they would come down, they'd go up, boom, then they'd come down. When the Thrive guys let Thrive go public, I said, you know, same thing's going to happen. And sure enough, the views would go up and boom, suddenly they'd be set down. And you realize there are big, big games going on. So we'll talk about that more with Charles Hugh Smith. But increasingly, I know we all feel this. I know we feel that, in a way, we all live in the South Bronx now. So there it is.